Moncrief on News Talk.
It can happen that a gay man marries a straight woman because that man is in denial, for instance, or wants to keep his sexuality a secret. But Californian couple Samantha Wynn and Jacob Hoff married in full knowledge of the situation and didn't keep it a secret either. Samantha joins us now. Afternoon, Samantha.
And top of the morning to you from LA.
Where did you and Jacob first meet?
We met in San Diego, which is about 2 hours south of LA.
And obviously, when you first met each other, there was a chemistry there, though I assume it was a friendship kind of chemistry.
There was. We met at an audition for a production of Fiddler on the Roof. And he, you know, they brought me into the room for one of the roles, which is this like this ghost witch character that comes in this dream sequence. And he heard me cackle throughout the room from the other side of the door. And then when I walked out, he was like, if they don't give you that part, they're crazy. And so it like instantly he had approached me and we kind of had this like interaction, but it was such like a kind of like a cold environment that I was like, I want to get out there or get out of this building. And then from the second we both got the show, and then the second that we met the second that the show started rehearsals, we instantly had a connection. Yes, exactly.
And so over time, did you feel, was Jacob feeling, and I don't know if you were saying it to each other, that the feelings you had for each other were kind of edging past the boundaries of just friendship?
They always kind of felt like there was something more than a friendship, but I had the knowledge that he was gay, and so I didn't kind of know where to place it, and he always says that he felt the same way. Like we would go out to dinner and it would feel like a date, or he would pay for, you know, everything for me. And it felt like I was being courted in a way, but it was just, we kind of knew not to cross that boundary because there was that elephant in the room.
Yeah, absolutely. And it must have been a slightly confusing time for the
so
two of
confusing.
You. Yeah. So you went to an energy healer and the energy healer helped you to kind of clarify things.
Exactly. Yeah, I went to an energy healer and she basically told me that we shared a spiritual umbilical cord, and I think I was just ready to accept that sort of woo-woo that day. And I was like, yes, this is exactly what this is. And it somehow gave me the courage to approach him and just text him and ask him if he had more feelings for me than just a friendship.
And how did he respond?
He responded, it was via text. So he was like, what do you mean? And classic boy response. And then like 2 minutes later, he was like, of course, I know what you mean. And yes, I've always felt like I have feelings for you stronger than a friendship. And let's just see where this goes.
Okay. And so then did you start dating? Even though it had felt like dates up to that point, were these now official dates?
Yeah, I was in San Diego doing another production and he drove down a few days later to see me in it. And we went to a friend's birthday party and then literally started dating that night, like got together, and I moved in pretty immediately with him as soon as the show ended, and I moved into his apartment in Los Angeles a few weeks later. But we, like, once we made the decision to come together, it was like we'd never not been dating, and it was so natural, and we've been together ever since.
Yeah, and did you discuss at that point the fact that Jacob is gay and how that might work for the two of you?
I always knew he was gay, but these were always kind of conversations that had crept. I mean, at the beginning, we were in such a honeymoon phase that we didn't even like talk about serious things. We were just like enjoying the lost time together. But as, you know, we started building a life together, we definitely just talked about what that meant for the future. And I always wanted to make sure that Jacob felt like he, you know, wasn't being held back from anything, but or that he was able to live his truest life and self. And so we navigated that, and he's reassured me ever since. And then one day we actually went to a couples therapist, and we kind of blew her mind, because she's like, wait a minute, I consider myself a straight woman, but I'm married to a woman, and she's the only woman that I've ever been attracted to. So having that other mirror of a relationship then kind of made us realize, wait a minute, there are more couples like us out there in the world who have this dynamic.
Mm, okay. And just for clarity's sake, because I know people listening will want to know, Jacob doesn't identify as bisexual. He's gay.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
And you do have a full sexual relationship, and it's monogamous, I assume, as well.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
In fact, he says he gets to maintain his gay identity even though he's married to a woman. And he would proudly be out and about if he felt like he was bisexual. He just does not feel that way. Gay is the definition that resonates the most with him and his feelings and how his brain processes what he finds attractive in the world.
Yeah. Does that present difficulties for him in that he might mention to somebody, or somebody might assume he's gay, and then he'll go, here's the wife, and then he might have to explain that to them?
I think because we're so open and honest about it in general, I think it doesn't present difficulties for him. I think the difficulties came in not being able to tell people that he was gay and feeling closeted and scared to share that with the world, which is why we share so freely, because being able to own that and be able to just say love is love is meaningful to him. And it's meaningful to him to be able to proudly stand behind his gay identity.
And so are there ways that he can express his gayness even though he's in a heterosexual marriage?
Well, I mean, the world doesn't become ugly just because you get married to anyone. So, I mean, I still find men in the world attractive. So we kind of just, if we see a handsome man in the world, we'll be like, okay, that man was handsome. In the same way that a straight man might say in his head, oh, that was a beautiful woman passing by. But we're so open with one another that I think the expression comes in just being able to freely be like, oh, Samantha, I thought that man was handsome. And sometimes I'll be like, really? I don't find him handsome. Or like, we'll have very different types sometimes, but it's really fun when we agree on someone being handsome.
Yeah. And so you're together 9 months now, as I understand it. Do you plan to have children?
No, 9 years.
Oh, 9 years. I'm sorry. I'll take that back.
Yeah.
So children, is that going to happen?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Have you discussed when you might do it?
Well, I mean, as of now, we are currently expecting. So,
oh, congratulations! Exciting. Right, okay.
Yes. How
far along are you?
We're kind of keeping that a secret.
Okay, fair enough. And also, do you know what the gender is at the moment? I'm not asking you to tell me. I'm just wondering. Do you know?
Yeah, We do know, but we're very, as open as we are about ourselves, we're very, we're navigating how much we want to share, you know.
I completely
about
understand
that in general.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Are you thinking about like a home birth or that kind of thing?
I know that we're in Los Angeles, so that is probably the first thing that comes to mind. Definitely not. I love a green smoothie, but I think I'm going to skip those granola-y wait. Support it if that's the thing. But
yeah, but a green smoothie is nice, but an epidural is much, much better.
That's a phrase. I've never had one. Never had one before, but I hear that they're wonderful.
Samantha Wynn, we wish you the very best of luck with the baby, and thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you so much, Sean. Have a beautiful day.
You have a beautiful day too, Samantha. Wasn't that beautiful? There's a lot of comments about this, funnily enough. My friend is a rampant heterosexual, but only has sex with other men. It's perfectly normal these days. But that's confusing. What's the point of the term gay if, or indeed straight, if he just, you know. Some men would say anything to have sex with a woman. I don't know if that's really how far he's gone, just to have sex. If ever an opening line told you all you needed to know, says somebody, well, that would stop in the morning. Some Americans think we actually do say that. That it's a greeting we hurl at each other when we're rambling past. We doff our caps on the backs of our donkeys and say that to each other. Is Jacob not just bisexual? Hardly an unheard thing, is it? Says Noel. Well, no, that's the whole point. I did ask her that specifically. He says he's not bisexual. He says he's gay. Someone else says badger is the designation that resonates with me, but I live as a human. Okay, but, you know, you do you. It's monogamous, what? Then he's a hetero. You would have thought, you know, going by the kind of walks like a duck definition, that you would have thought he was heterosexual, but... clearly not. I certainly wouldn't have a problem at all with what these people are doing. Good for them. They're happy, but why can't they just admit that they're bisexual? Well, she's not bisexual at all. She says she's straight. Now, there's no... It's him there would be doubt over, but he insists that's not the case. Can he really be gay if he has sex with a woman? Surely that, by definition, makes you bisexual. Also... I know I'm speaking as a heterosexual man, but there's no such thing as a hetero man going, I'm just having sex with a man because he's a lovely chap, says Simon. Well, maybe. I mean, let's not rule that out, Simon. I'm assuming you've never been in prison. You know, sometimes. Needs must.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.